You'd walk around there in the afternoons.
Yeah, we'd take a walk all around the afternoon, all around the lawn, and come back in, and we'd been somewhere. And that was our life, was that place.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very fine building, and now it is still in use, and it's used by the Methodist Church. It was bought by them when we left the island, and it's used as a, I really don't know what, I haven't ever been back,
mm-hmm.
but it was a tremendous place,
mm-hmm.
home,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it had all around it were porches. Everybody had a porch. When we moved to Savannah, my father asked mother to go with him to get a house. She said, I can tell you what I want, and you can go and find it. She said, I want a house that has a porch. She said, we have to have a porch. And father and mother always sat out on the porch at night, and it was dark. We didn't have street lights at that time. And I would know where my father was sitting because he smoked a cigar. And I'd see the bright light on the end of his cigar. And he was very affectionate, very loving father.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always one of his daughters sitting in his lap. And we'd vie with each other as to which one could get to father and sit in his lap. And we'd always know how to find him because he had a bright light on the end of his cigar. Oh, and my father had an old cook, and I heard on the TV something about about the ill treatment that colored people got, you know. And I thought about our cook. My father built her a house, and she told him what she wanted, and he got the lumber, of course, from the mill. And he had carpenters working for him, and so I mean, it was the materials and things were available, and he had she lived out in a place they called Jew Town, because an old Jew had lived there and built a store, and it was a little settlement on the way to the beach,
mm-hmm.
on St.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, and father told her that he'd build her a home. And so he did, and as long as we lived there, Mum Lou, she had a room at our house too, but on the weekends she went home to this little house. She had a grandson, a little boy about 15, who lived in the house. And I think she had a sister, but anyhow, it was her house. We called her Mama Lou, and her name was Louisa.
Mm-hmm.
And she was her father had been an Indian, and the people, of course, all of the places around the islands were occupied by Indians, and this Mama Lou. Her father was Negro, but her mother was Indian,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and she had been raped by an Indian man. She was Negro, and she had been mm-hmm. raped by a Negro mm-hmm. man. And Mama Lou was a great big person and imposing, and she held her head high. And she was a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother used to say, she's wonderful and she's the best friend I've